will be going from my right to the left. And then Adams, they're defending the northern goal, the goal on my left side, as they will be going from my left to the right. Conversely, a lot of sports on the docket professionally as well, as Bucks got underway yesterday, Vikings Chargers tonight. Man, it's just a fun time of year as sports, and more sports. It's kind of like Motley Crue's girls, but different. So, officials making sure everybody's where they're supposed to be. And thumbs up all across the board. Nodding, raising hands, checking the watches. And the official looks around, blows the whistle, and Adams gets first touch as they boom it way down deep. And that'll go out the end line for a goal kick. And we are just 10 seconds underway. Again, thanks for joining here on 105.5 FM WIRI. It's always a pleasure to bring sports. It's the goal kick picked up by Adams. As they were right on the charge right away as Cale Clark started rushing in. But Nakusa has to come back and play some defense. Just judging by how these teams have gone and played, and even getting an opportunity to watch Nakusa the other week in a thriller. And not the Michael Jackson song, but just a thrillingly good game. Nakusa might be a little more on the defensive side of things tonight, but you never know, as they got a breakout going out. Shot and over the crossbar and off the crossbar of the football goalpost. And now a goal kick coming for Adams. A minute 10 into the contest. No score here in Wisconsin Rats between Adams and Nakusa. Adams, of course, the Lone High School in Adams County, affectionately referred to by some as the Southern Twin Cities, Adams Friendship. Of course, you got your southeastern one, Almond Bancroft, as well. Another green and white school. Throw in for Nakusa on the far side, Jarrett Wilcox, and that's picked up by Adams as Cale Clark, gets the ball up. As Christensen really being a thorn in the side of Adams, not allowing them to take the ball further down the pitch. Adams, big fight on the far side as Claire O'Donnell trying to push the ball to the outside. And she does, and that will result in a corner kick for Adams, first of the game. As on the far side of the pitch, Coosa coach Chris Goodwin yelling out directions on how he wants his team to defend against this corner kick opportunity. First one for Adams as Matthew Pavlik to do the honors and go short, playing the ball into Cale, but Nakusa's there trying to allow the ball to go out of bounds, and they do, as it will be a goal kick for the Paper Makers. 2:43 into this contest. Stepping back, getting ready to go, and there goes the ball up towards midfield. Not much wind tonight, but it's getting chilly until it's the end of October. That's for sure. In a few days, all the goblins and ghouls will be going around the neighborhoods looking for some candy. We'll wish them the best on that endeavor. Ball comes out to midfield. Adams trying to set something up. Nakusa just getting in those passing lanes. Exactly what I'm fairly sure Coach Goodwin really wants them to do. Just try to slow down everything that Adams wants to do. Adams' primary field is natural turf. I'm not sure how often they play on a artificial field, as Nakusa, their field is artificial, so they might be used to the speed of it. Throw in for Nakusa, as that was Ryan Geller up. Good throw in, looking for Alameda. Was not there, as Nakusa had an opportunity there, just couldn't get a foot on it. Adams back on the breakout at midfield, and big collision there. Nobody whistled for a foul, letting them play on. I think it's going to be a physical contest. You got to expect that here in the playoffs this time of year. There's Jarrett Wilcox on the far side of the pitch. Trying to hit his man in stride. Was unable to do that, unfortunately. This ball goes out of bounds and throw in for the Papermakers. 4.5 into the game. 0-0 was the score between the Green Devils and the Papermakers. Again, can't thank all of our listeners enough for dropping in and giving a listen to these local athletes tonight and all season long. Really do appreciate it. Throw in for Adams here as we approach the 5-minute mark. Coosa doing a good job doing some defense on the Green Devils, not allowing them to get into a strong offensive flow. This ball comes all the way across the pitch for a throw-in for the Papermakers. I believe going to throw that one in is Sawyer Jett. And that would be Ryan Gellerup. Gellerup does the flip throw-in as he does it. Goes right on in. And it's loose right in front of Rommelfanger. Loose ball, bouncing around, nobody can get a foot on it, and Adams does, they clear it out. That was a very neat looking throw, and you don't see that all the time, but he was able to get it right where he needed to, and Nakusa just came up a little bit empty. Wilcox sends one in, trying to hit a trailing runner, was unable to do so as Adams was able to get a head on it, but another opportunity there, throw in coming up for Nakusa. Substitutions coming in for Nakusa. Kusa is going out of the contest is Bryce Strobel, and coming in is Munker Schimbold. 6:14 into this one, no score yet. His ball goes out of bounds, throw in coming up for Gellerup. Taking a little bit of time there. Going to get a space to do that run up over the head throw in. Get a little more velocity on it, I suppose. As the ball blocked, sent back out by Adams, back to midfield, no score. And now there's a foot race for it as it looks to be Clark against O'Donnell. And Clark gets around O'Donnell, playing up against Christensen. Shot sent right into Clark. As there was your first save on the first shot of the game for either team. As there's your first foul of the game against Adams. So free kick coming up right around midfield. Harm, no foul. There was a foul, so there was harm. But free kick coming up. Nobody hurt. That's the main thing. Free kick and boom, here we go. Long line drive shot played by Adams on a header. Nakusa defense, very tenacious. Really causing problems for Adams. They've had a couple deep drives, but Nakusa, they've had a couple pot shots as well. That it's been very, very competitive. Throw in from Adams. Nakusa has the ball. They send it deep. Sent up ahead to Alameda. He's got it. Streaking down is Wilcox and Schimbald. Keeping it down deep is Nakusa. As that was Brecken Kolar. I believe that was Brecken Kolar. Hard to see the numbers up here. So far away. But no avail as the ball goes out of bounds. And it will be a goal kick for the Green Devils. 8.5 into the game, no score in this regional semifinal in Division 4. Good kick, comes back out to midfield. There's Schimbald up ahead to Alameda. Alameda can't quite hold on to it. Adams moving back. It's picked up by Nash Sanchez. And now Nash getting a full head of steam, and he's sending it up. And it's going to be a foot race. And it will just be scooped up by Jameson Clark. as he drop kicks it all the way down midfield. What happens is they're trying to choke up this offense and move the ball closer and closer to the Nakusa goal, is kind of shortening up the field if they can. Throw in for the Green Devils, as that will be Eli Hamilton. Play it up ahead. Nakusa gets there first, but Adams still trying to nail it down deep as Zarek Narat is able to send it down, but cleared out again by the Green Devils. Throw in for Adams coming up here, and then get her down, but intercepted as Christensen sent the ball up to Wilcox. Wilcox couldn't quite get a good foot on it. Sent it up further. Christensen brings it back down. Wilcox being pushed to the corner as he centers it. Nobody there but a Green Devil. And it gets sent out of play. Throw in coming up right now for the Papermakers. Wilcox to throw it in. Good throw being played by Christensen. And now Alameda. Adams back on the defensive. And there's a whistle. Foul against Adams for a free kick. It will be 35 yards out. Free kick coming up here. We'll see what Nakusa can do if they try to one-time it under the post. Wilcox takes a shot, lob it. It's going to be bounced in the middle. Bouncy ball, shot, going to be bouncing. It's still loose and covered up by Rommelfanger. So there you have it. Nakusa gets a shot, actually two of them on, and a save by Rommelfanger. So 11 minutes in, no score. Laura, but we take a minute break, and we'll be back here with more action here on 105.5 FM WIRI.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. A 10-year warranty plus 1-year maintenance and remote monitoring are included in every Generac installation. Call Econ Electric, Inc., your local certified sales and service Generac dealer, at 715-423-8440 to schedule your free estimate.
As the temperatures drop and the mornings get foggy, the team at 8th Street Auto wants to remind you that they're here for all of your weatherization needs. This is the time of year when checking your light bulbs, tires, brakes, and windshield wipers is very important. Make an appointment today with an educated team that will keep you safe on the roads this fall and winter season. Find them at 4390 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids. 8th Street Auto and Service Center, here for all your weatherization needs.
Music should be a cue that this is thriller season, but we've got a thriller going on here. Adams, Nakusa playing pretty tough defense, but opportunistic offense. Both goaltenders are playing up to the par today so far tonight. 12 and a half into this one, and it's so far no score between Adams and Nakusa. Throw one for Nakusa. Ball bounces, and there will be a corner coming up here for the Papermakers. Their first of the game. They were close just a little bit ago with a throw-in right by, but this time, no. This is a corner coming. Nakusa with the corner. Everybody getting into the proper spacing. Moving around. Ball sent in over Rommelfanger's fingers, and it is cleared by the Green Devils. There was goal written all over that. My goodness. Has Nakusa generating opportunities. They're not backing down from these Green Devils. This is the time of year that for exorcisms, they're looking to exorcise these Green Devils. As the ball stays in on the far side, Nakusa trying to break out with it. There's a lot of back and forth hits here. It's going to be going out of bounds. Throw in for Adams. Both team substitutions couldn't quite check them out. As I think coming in for Nakusa is Paige Howard. Couldn't quite see the other one. As Landon Lassie was the one for Adams. As Wilcox trying to break through some defense, getting through a scrum, trying to get around Sanchez. He slams on the brakes, centers the ball, trying to crash it in where Howard was. She wasn't able to get to it as the ball bounces back out. Alameda with it. And now shielding, and now DeCusa with the throw in. Alameda throws him back out to Geller up. Centering up. Sanchez is there. Bounces poorly for Adams. Bouncing. Going towards the end line, and it goes out of bounds. And it will be a corner kick for Nicosa. Wasn't sure if they were the last ones touching or not. Corner kick for the Papermakers, their second. We'll see what happens here. It was pretty close the last time. As we're about 15 minutes into this one, shot comes up. And touch last second, and off, just nearly took the corner. Just wide by Declan Christensen, who was just flying in. And he was just inches away from putting the Papermakers up on top. And that was a close shave. My goodness. As another thing that isn't close is, hey, they are close proximity. But Junkyard Bar and Grill, home of Central Wisconsin's best fish fry at the Junkyard Bar and Grill. Not even close there, as they are good. Randy just loves their spaghetti there. I still say he needs to kind of combo that spaghetti fish fry. Don't know how well that'll go, but you can do it. But either way, Junkyard Bar and Grill, where every time is a good time. Highway 13 South of Wisconsin Rapids. And hey, Nicosa still on the attack, and they're getting another corner. Third one here. It's 16:03 into this game, nearly at halftime of the first half. As a raise of the arm and a swing of the foot, ball in the air, and trying to hit a header was Christensen. He couldn't get that one to fall either. Adams clearing it out. Full head of steam. Adams trying to get something going on offense. As it's been all Nicosa for the most part. Nicosa trying to turn the ball, get back upfield. Geller up, holds it in. Gets it up the near side, and there will be a foul against Adams. That is their third. Free kick for Nicosa, way deep in their own end. Free kick coming up, sent down deep. Right about midfield, Alameda's playing it. He tries to keep it in. He cannot, so throw in for Adams. Coming up here at 17-13. Into this one, 0-0 is the score. This regional semifinal from Woodtrust Bank Field, South Wood County Stadium in the booming metropolis of Wisconsin Rapids. Ball loose at midfield. Team battling for it. Picking it up there was Brecken Kolar. He runs into a teammate, Wilcox, who just can't quite get the ball turned around. Ball still at midfield. Paige Howard battling for it against Adams, Julius Wolf. Now, Nash Sanchez picks it up for Adams. But back going Nicosa. Nicosa playing very aggressively on offense and really not allowing Adams to breathe here. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, as this game goes on, stays scoreless, or even if Nicosa takes a lead, how that changes Adams' gameplay. But then the other side of it, Adams, they've got quite the bench advantage over the Papermakers. And you got to wonder how much Adams could tire out the Papermakers. And that's why you keep it here on 105.5 FM WIRI, so you can find out this exciting game as it goes. It's 18:35 into the first half. Still no score. Nicosa with a throw-in for another one. Wilcox throws it in. Tip back to his teammate, and he gets back to the ball, holds it in the playing field. Ball comes loose, and that will be picked up by Landon Lassie of Adams. Not before Christensen picks it up, but kicked out of bounds. That will be a throw-in as Cale Gatterman comes in for Adams. Out goes Howard for the Papermakers, and in comes Rachel Peterson. Throw-in picked up by Nakusa. As Alameda has a nice feed from Wilcox. Sanchez playing defense against Alameda. Playing in towards the corner. Alameda tries center. Swooped in there is Adams, and they clear it out as it goes out of bounds right in front of the Adams bench. Throw in for Adams as there's another throw or substitution. Is out. In comes, I believe that was Peterson, and out goes Wilcox for a breather. Trying to make sure I get the numbers correct. Actually, that was Dalton Beering, not Peterson. My apologies there. Tough to tell, 12 and a 13 from that distance is halfway through the first half. So, Laura, how about we take another minute break? And we'll be back here in a moment on 105.5 FM WIRI.
Hey, you. Yes, you. You are important, too. Your birthday should be a fiesta. And at Rodeo Grill, it is. With a free birthday meal, dessert, and special birthday song, celebrate yourself as you do so much for others. Rodeo Grill on 8th Street, South Wisconsin Rapids.
When you're faced with a challenge, how you respond determines the real winners. Rural Mutual believes there's something more important than just winning or losing a game. They believe that the team, school, and fans who support their athletes with dignity and class are the true champions. Rural Mutual is the proud sponsor of the WIAA Rural Mutual Insurance Sportsmanship Award since it started in 1965.
From football to volleyball to soccer to tennis,
the award recognizes more than team sportsmanship. It recognizes that sportsmanship matters in your community as well. Visit ruralmutual.com/WIAA and see how our team and your community can work together to be true champions.
Back here, 21:38 left to go, or into the first half, excuse me. As we're just past halfway in this first half. No score between Adams and Nakusa. WIAA Division 4 Regional Semifinals. Ball being played at midfield now. Both teams struggling to get the ball down deep. As there's been some stabs down there, but nobody with a strong possession. But Nakusa with a throw-in about 20 yards out from the Adams goal. And playing, well, now pretty much at neutral field. Kusa boots it back down in a foot race to Green Devils. And Rommelfanger goes to pick it up. He's lucky he didn't cross the end line, otherwise that would have been a corner kick. Rommelfanger, a very, very, very good basketball player. I know he's getting some college looks. A young man stands, I remember right, he's pushing the 6'8" mark. And he's just a junior. He can get her done in the paint, but he's also certainly a more than capable ball player in the from the range. He's got a decent shot. Randy and I were able to see him last year, and I'm sure he's only gotten better. As ball goes out of bounds at midfield, Adams with the throw in. Throwing it in would be Eli Hamilton. Wilcox back in the game for the Papermakers. As Nakusa trying to get the ball back out of their zone. And they are starting to do that, making a push as Wilcox gets his foot on it. Trying to gather possession. Him and Alameda battling for it back and forth. As Nakusa tries to clear it up. Brecken Kolar tries to chip it up ahead to Declan Christensen. Christensen looking for Alameda, not there, but Kolar trying to turn the corner. Gets around a couple defenders, splits defense, takes a shot, over the crossbar. Oh, boy. That was set up beautiful. Just a little too much muscle on that kick. And Adams would be trailing here. That was a beautiful move by the Papermakers. I don't care what the seed is. I don't care what the record is or what happened in the earlier matchup. Nakusa, I think, to this point in the game, is outplaying the Green Devils. They just haven't got anything to fall. This is a goal kick taken by Sanchez. About midfield. Nice kick, young man, as ball comes out midfield. And Cale Clark really being kept out of things. So is Mason Shaw, another really solid ball player for the Green Devils, as Jarrett Wilcox and Sanchez battling. As Sanchez wins that round, sends the ball up midfield, looking up ahead, played by the body in Akusa as they send it quickly back the other way. That was well played down there by Dakota Harper. Adams trying to get loose ball past the defense of the Papermakers, and they do. As Cale Clark getting past the defense, but now Nakusa starting to choke up a little bit. And they clear, they try to clear, but it goes out of bounds. Throw in for the Green Devils is Cale Clark to do the honors. Nakusa falling back on defense. Throw in comes. It's headed back by Nakusa. And his head's banging down there. Ball flashing, body hitting. This looks like the American football game out there, not the football of international play. As Geller up, can't quite keep the corner. And throwing for AF, as throwing in was Eli Hamilton. Ball sent back up ahead, and that's scooped up by Clark. That's the first shot for Adams in quite some time. It was going to be wide, but scooped up. 26-12 left to go in the first half of play, where this cool night like this makes you want to go get something warm to eat, but something warm like that. Rodeo Grill, that's a heck of a place to go to if you want something warm. Rodeo Grill is that blast of Mexican flavor you never knew you were missing. Authentic food, best of drinks, and family-friendly atmosphere. Add some flavor to your week over at the Rodeo Grill. Not to be confused with Don Henley's Sunset Grill. Another Don Henley classic. Let's throw in for the Papermakers. Grabbed up by Adams. As they're trying to mount an attack here. As we've got about 15 minutes left to go in this opening half. No score in this regional game between Adams and Nakusa. Very entertaining game to this point. You might say, Mike, how in the heck can it be entertaining game B, 0-0? Nakusa's had chances, and so has Adams. And here's another one for Nakusa. Jarrett Wilcox trying to get around two defenders on a breakout. He slams on the brakes, centering past Alameda. He comes in, shot in the goal! Papermakers take the lead! Beautifully set up by Wilcox. Hits Alameda in stride. Perfect pass. Perfect shot. Nakusa is on the board. Time of the goal, 27-37. And that will be Alameda from Wilcox. Beautifully set up for a second. I wasn't sure if there was going to be an offsides called. Making sure that it was onside, because you got to be at the level of your defender or ahead of them. You cannot be behind them. And it was close, but Wilcox was onside, and that's how Nakusa, they are up 1-0 over the Papermakers, the Green Devils. That's why you play these games. You don't just go by what happened in the regular season. You play them out, and boy, oh boy, we'll see how this changes Adams' attack and Nakusa's attack, for that matter, or even defense. But there's still a lot of ball to be played, 27-39 into the game, so we're right about 12 minutes remaining in the first half. I'm just saying, exciting game, despite no score. And boy, oh boy, there's some excitement now with that first goal. And who knows, could be the only goal. But only one way to find out. Keep listening here at 105.5 FM, WIRI, and we'll bring you it. Regulation game, 80 minutes, and then we'll worry about halftime or overtime if we get there. But we got halftime coming up in about 12 minutes, and when we do that, Laura will play you some awesome music. She's done all afternoon with Laura's Layback Lounge. She does an awesome job with that. I enjoy listening to that after a hard day at work. A little relaxing. As we get some tunes in, then bring in the second half as Nakusa with a possible breakout again. Alameda, he couldn't get a stick on his foot, but Christensen now looking up ahead to where Wilcox is. Christensen battling the defense of Adams Friendship. Going hard against Pavlik. As there is a foul against Adams, so free kick coming for the Papermakers. Wilcox walking up to do the honors. This is approximately 35 yards out. He just got the leg for it. He takes the shot, and that's all over the head of Rommelfinger and cleared out by Adams. And now it's a corner kick coming for Nakusa. And boy, that I don't know what's going on with Rommelfinger, but he had a beat on it, and he just missed it. That happens. That'll happen, though. Nothing, no disrespect at all intended to the young man. But he had a beat on it, and how it got past him. Adams is lucky not to be down 2-0. Corner kick taken. Going to go wide. Nearly a collision of a foot to a head there. Missed opportunity for Nakusa, but ball gets kicked out of play. And it looks like another corner kick for Nakusa. They're fifth. Because they are controlling play 30 minutes into this one. 10 minutes to go, first half. We'll see. Everybody lined up, ready to go. And the kick's up in the air. Going to be long. Header for Nakusa. And they're going to try to clear it. And Adams does. Big clear. Trying to figure out who hit that. I believe that was 10, that was Mason Shaw. Nakusa trying to get the ball back in midfield. Now there's a race for it as Wilcox going up against Cale Clark to no avail. Throw in for Adams. We'll see what happens here before we take our next break as Adams with the throw in. Breathing hard. As they are trailing Nakusa, 1-0. Throw in. Clark. Headed out by the Papermakers, and that's going to be kicked out of bounds. Goal kick coming for Nakusa. Oh, Laura, how about we take that minute break right now, and we'll be back in a minute here on 105.5 FM, WIRI.
The Junkyard Bar and Grill is your place for holiday parties. If you want to create an intimate holiday get-together with just your business, family, and or friends, the Junkyard has it all with a great atmosphere, delicious food, and plenty of space. Perfectly located between Wisconsin Rapids and Rome at 9047 Highway 13, the Junkyard also has the best live music in the area. And don't forget to check us out on Facebook, the Junkyard Bar and Grill, where it's always a good time.
At Johnson Chrysler Jeep, they want to know, do you truly love your current vehicle? Considering that Americans spend over a third of their lives on the road, why settle for anything less than perfection? The dedicated sales team is ready to guide you through every question and provide exceptional service tailored to your needs, all while exploring flexible financial options. Experience the difference with Johnson Chrysler Jeep. Let them help you find your perfect ride.
Throw in coming for the Green Devils, still trailing Nakusa 1-0. As Nakusa starts bringing the ball up, Declan Christensen lifts it up ahead to Wilcox, who's starting to get some steam built up. He's being double teamed immediately, and now it's another corner as he played it off the foot of a Green Devil. And here we go. 32:53 time at the current juncture. So about 7 minutes to go before halftime. Nakusa up 1-0 over the Green Devils. Win or go home. As Wilcox booms the kick, and it hits the gets hit by a header by Alameda, and it goes wide of the goal. So no harm, no foul there. But either way, goal kick coming up for Adams. They're trying to get something going here. As up to midfield and cleared back down by O'Donnell. Throw in coming up for the Green Devils. And here you go, but that is recovered well by Adams. O'Donnell up ahead to teammate Paige Howard. Alameda looking for Christensen. Nice crisp passes as Wilcox along the far side. He's trying to center it. And it's going to be touched by Adams in another corner kick. That's number 7.5. My goodness. The pressure is being applied by the Papermakers. Very entertaining and very fun to see this, as I can guarantee that was not happening in the first meeting. As kick goes, going to be short. Sent to Wilcox as he tries to spin. Cannot do it. Adams clears it. Goes out of bounds in front of the Adams bench. Throw in for Nakusa. And it will be played by Christensen, who sends it long. And out of play as Adams gets a goal kick. With 5 minutes to go in this first half. So Rommelfanger doing it. It will be Sanchez as he sends the ball up. Nice kick for the young man. As that will be played up by Cale Getterman, but goes out of bounds. Throw in for the Papermakers. Geller up looking for where to go. And was looking for Christensen. That gets picked up by Sanchez. Sanchez working to his left. Look, booming up ahead. And he's hitting Cale Clark in a cross. He's got him in stride. Nakusa trying to get back on defense. And here comes Clark. And it's going to be shot. Point blank. That's covered up by Clark. He dived on that like a grenade, and he got that stoppage of that attack, eating up precious time as he boots it down. Alameda's there. Alameda trying to get around the defense, and he's really pushing that ball back. Alameda up against Eli Hamilton. The ball keeps getting pushed deeper and deeper. Wilcox, he picks it off. Shot, and just wide of the mark. Goal kick coming up. Boy, Nakusa is pressuring them. I don't know what's going on with Adams, but they look a little shell-shocked here. They're making turnovers deep in their own end and at neutral field, and they're just giving Nakusa more opportunities, which, to Nakusa's credit, they made him pay on one and nearly on at least two more here within the last 10 minutes. As Papermakers disrupting any semblance of an attempt to get get their offense rolling. And here's an opportunity, and it's going to be scooped up by Clark as he negates another loose ball that was flying in on him. As ball comes back out to neutral field after the drop kick. Johnson Sons Jeep, they've got you covered from service and repair to upgrades. Try homegrown favorite of more than 40 years. Wisconsin Rapids Dodge Jeep and Chrysler dealership. Or Bill Johnson plays against good old Randy Paul. According to Randy, beats him regularly. But there's a long winter. Randy's got plenty of time to practice. He'll get him. I know he will. I trust my buddy. As foul and a free kick coming up for Nakusa. That's fifth foul by my count against Adams. His nice kick comes up midfield. Wilcox immediately double teamed as he just sends the ball up as we are 2.25 minutes away from halftime. Lacoustic still trying to bring the ball back up. Pressuring Adams, centering, looking for Alameda, but that was immediately covered up by Adams, and they get it right back as Nakusa trying to push down deep. Now there's a little bit of hole in the defense of Nakusa, but filled up by Claire O'Donnell as Kusa doing a good job responding to these challenges late by Adams. Ball now comes out of bounds with just about 1.5 minutes to go. Geller up to throw it in. Stands there, looking for where he wants to go with it. Saying, hey, come on, where are we going? Throws it in. Misses Alameda. Christensen gets to it, kicks it up ahead. But it'll go out of bounds with 1:20 left to go in the first half. Very entertaining first half is Nakusa. They hold that lead. Very happy for him on that one, by the way. This ball thrown in by Adams. And now a centering opportunity comes back in. Clark covers it. Nakusa nearly collapsed as we are under 1 minute left in the first half. There was a little lapse in that defense, and Adams is getting the ball down in a hurry. Alameda and Christensen trying to hold that ball up as Adams is trying to get it down there with Clark. Eli Hamilton throw it in with 30 seconds left. That's going to be gathered up by Zarek Narat. Christensen taken along the far side. Wilcox trailing at midfield. Christensen tried to get it up to him, and on the sliding pass, that gets picked up by Adams and kicked back out to midfield. 10 seconds to go. That'll be cleared up to midfield, and I think we're going to end here in the first half. 1-0, 3-2-1, and there is our first half as Nakusa. They're leading 1-0 as there is a 1-0 lead for Nakusa at the break as 27-37 was the time of the goal as Adam Alameda took a great pass from Jarrett Wilcox and buried into the back of the net, and that's how Nakusa took that advantage. So far, Nakusa, by my count, far from official, Jameson Clark, 2 saves. Isaac Rommelfanger, 1. As Nakusa, 7 corner kicks. Adams, 1. 5 shots for the Papermakers, 2 for Adams. But no fouls for Nakusa, 5 for the Green Devils. So with that, in about 10 minutes or so, we'll be back here for the exciting second half of this WIA Division 4 regional quarterfinal. Where Nakusa leads 1-0. So keep her tuned in here for 105.5 FM WRI, and we'll be back in a moment.
Nearly 800 of the state's top student-athletes will be recognized for excelling academically and athletically through the WIAA Scholar Athlete Award Program, sponsored by We Energies Foundation and the WPS Foundation. Applicants will be in the running for the 32 State Scholar Athlete Awards and a $1,000 scholarship to be presented at a reception in May. Application materials are available exclusively online through the WIAA website. The deadline for nominations is March 6, 2026. A message from WIRI and the WIAA, keeping the education in sports.
I spent last night in the arms of a girl in Louisiana. And though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. Events roll through my mind, except a scene or two erased by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. be on through. I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just for one more time. Mama.
house and a little bitty yard, a little bitty dog and a little bitty car. But it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. Baby in a little bitty gown, it'll grow up in a little bitty town. Big yellow bus and little bitty books, it all started with a little bitty look. But it's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. You got a job and a little bitty check, a six-pack of beer and a television set. Little bitty world goes around and around, little bit of silence and a little bit of sound. A good old boy and a pretty little girl start all over in a little bitty world. Little bitty plan and a little bitty dream, it's all part of a little bitty scheme. It's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while. It's all right to be a little bitty, a little hometown or a big old city. Might as well share, might as well smile. Life goes on for a little bitty while.
High School Sports is proudly brought to you this season by Rodeo Grill, Johnson & Sons Chrysler Jeep, Junkyard Bar & Grill, 8th Street Auto, Econ Electric Inc., and Rapids Transmission. WIRI sincerely appreciates the support of our local businesses so that we can bring these games to our listeners. Please call 715-424-1300 weekdays if your business would like to help bring these games to our listeners. 105.5 WIRI, home of country favorites and classics. Listen on your radio at 105.5 FM or on the Civic Media app.
And we're back here, start of the second half of this WIAA Division IV Regional Quarterfinal. Bernacusa, they're 40 minutes away from moving on as they have a 1-0 lead over Adams Friendship. That goal came in the first half at 27-37 as Adam Alameda took a heck of a pass from Jarrett Wilcox. Made a heck of a shot, put the ball in the net, and there you have it. It's 1-0 Nakusa. Both teams trying to get started here in the opening moments. Nakusa keeping the ball in their offensive zone as Nakusa going from the north to the south in this game, or in this half. There's Adams going from the south to the north. Nakusa going from my left to the right. Adams from my right to the left, and the ball's been kept in the southern half of the field. Ball comes loose, and there's a race for it, and it will be kicked out of bounds. Last touch by Adams, almost a corner kick. Nakusa had seven of those in the first half. Seven. Throw-in coming now for the Papermakers. Seeing where things go. Sent in. Bouncing ball into the box, and that is cleared by Adams. Now there's a mad rush for the ball as Cale Clark, he was hauling to get to that ball as Ertusa's trying to slow things down and clearing it out. Good play by Claire O'Donnell. Good play by her. Just trying to slow down this Adams defense, which I think that's kind of Nakusa's game plan. Slow it down. Because Adams, on several occasions, has really tried to push the ball with some speed. And get some power and some speed and catch Nakusa napping and get behind him. Nakusa hasn't allowed that. As Alameda trying to pick up the ball in midfield, leaves it up to Christensen. Christensen trying to get around his player, and then that will be a foul for a free kick. And that's the first foul against Nakusa in the game, by my count. I could have missed one. But free kick for the Green Devils. Excuse me. As there was no 10-yard box. As now there's another foul, as that was a handball. Free kick again for AF, as there's a handball being called. This ball set, lifted, sent in, sent back out by the papermakers, Sawyer Jensen. Hadn't said his name yet. Both teams pretty senior-laden. Looking at the rosters at the half. Eight seniors for the Green Devils. That's substantial there. Nakusa, a little more so, as they have eight, but shorter roster, that's for sure, as ball comes back out neutral field. Neither team having a drive yet, as we're 5 minutes into the second half. Clock can start being Adams' biggest enemy here, the longer that they are unable to keep this at a tie. As ball comes near side, can't hold it in, was Sanchez. As there's substitution coming in. Out for the papermakers is Bryce Strobel. In would be Paige Howard. Throw in for the papermakers. And Adams comes up with it. Playing a little bit of a head game there. Brecken Kolar is lifting it up. Is Adams as Nakusa clears it. Back out to the side. Throw in for Adams coming up. We're inching closer to 10 minutes into the second half. No fancy footwork for Adams out there as Matthew Pavlik. As Cale Clark with the ball, trying to play around with the defense, trying to get around him. And there's a point-blank opportunity. Shot and turned away. Oh, boy. Point-blank opportunity for Adams as Aiden Brown was screaming in. And Jameson Clark was able to get a piece of it, send it out of play, and now we've got a corner for Adams. Their first one of the second half, as the corner is going to be taken by Matthew Pavlik. Hand in the air, everybody in position, boot to the ball, and headed out of there, headed through there by Nakusa. So they had dodged that bullet. There will be a throw-in still, however, coming up for Adams. As that looks like that, again, will be Cale Clark. As he says, no, 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 Mike, you're wrong. It'll be Eli Hamilton. Throw in to Clark, however. Picked off by Nakusa. Wilcox trying to chip it up ahead to his teammate, kicked out of bounds. Throw in for the papermakers. Nakusa ball, nonetheless. As getting another papermaker substitution. Out goes Geller up. I want to say that was coming in. That was Colby Combs, freshman. Throw in, out of bounds at midfield. Another one coming for Nakusa as they're whittling their way down the field. Sanchez clears it. Again, another deep throw in for the papermakers as they're weaseling their way down the field. I mean that in the all due respect, the nicest terms. Throw in for the papermakers. Appears as though Christensen will be throwing it in this time. Declan waiting for a